Alright everyone, welcome back to Control Your Mind. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, today's episode hits close to home. We're diving into something that affects all of us in this digital age. How to manage technology use for better mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone? You know, the feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize an hour has vanished? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. It's a sneaky little monster that can really mess with our heads if we let it. But guess what? We're not letting it win. Today, we're going to unlock some powerful strategies to take back control, folks. We'll explore the impact technology has on our mental well-being, because understanding the enemy is half the battle. We'll also dish out 5 actionable tips that are easier to implement than you think. Things like setting screen time limits, creating tech-free zones in your life, and finding healthier ways to unwind. Here's the deal. Technology can be an amazing tool for connection, learning, and creativity. But when it starts to rule our lives, well, that's a problem. We need to find that sweet spot, that balance between harnessing its power and protecting our mental health. Think about it like this. Your phone is like a super-powered flashlight. It can illuminate the path ahead, but if you stare into it too long, you'll miss everything else around you. The beauty of nature, the warmth of human connection, the simple joy of being present in the moment. So, let's get to those 5 key takeaways that are going to revolutionize your relationship with technology. 1. Become a mindful user. Ever noticed how your mind races when you're scrolling through social media? Technology can hijack our attention and leave us feeling drained and anxious. The first step is becoming more aware of how technology affects you. When do you feel the most consumed? What types of apps or websites trigger those feelings? Once you know your triggers, you can start to take control. 2. Set realistic limits. This isn't about becoming a tech-averse hermit, folks. It's about creating healthy boundaries. Think of it like this. How many hours do you dedicate to your hobbies, exercise, or spending time with loved ones? Technology should get its fair share too, maybe even less. Set daily screen time limits and stick to them. There are tons of apps that can help you track your usage and stay on track. 3. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table, as tech-free zones. This helps create a space for relaxation, connection, and quality time with loved ones. Imagine enjoying a delicious meal without the constant distraction of notifications. It's amazing how much deeper those conversations can become. 4. Embrace offline activities. Remember those things you used to love doing before smartphones ruled the world? Reading, painting, hiking, playing an instrument, now's the time to rediscover them. Engaging in offline activities not only reduces screen time but also fosters creativity, relaxation, and a sense of accomplishment. 5. Prioritize sleep. Ever notice how staring at your phone right before bed can mess with your sleep? That's because the blue light emitted from screens suppresses melatonin production, which is essential for regulating our sleep-wake cycle. Aim to put your devices away at least an hour before bedtime and create a calming bedtime routine to signal your body that it's time to wind down. Think about a time you were completely absorbed in something. Maybe reading a good book, painting a picture, or having a deep conversation with a friend. Notice how focused you felt, how present you were in the moment. Now imagine trying to do any of those things while constantly checking your phone. It's almost impossible, right? Technology can be a real distraction when it comes to enjoying life's simple pleasures. Let me tell you a story. I was at a park recently, watching kids play. They were having such a blast, running around, laughing, and just being kids. But then I noticed one little girl sitting on a bench, glued to her tablet. She looked so isolated, missing out on all the fun happening around her. It reminded me that technology can sometimes disconnect us from the real world, from the people and experiences that truly matter. So, my friends, let's make a pact. A pact to use technology intentionally, consciously, and with purpose. Let's reclaim our time, our attention, and ultimately, our mental well-being. Today's episode is all about taking control of your digital life and using it to enhance your mental health, not the other way around. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Become a mindful user, set realistic limits, create tech-free zones, embrace offline activities, and prioritize sleep. Now go out there and make some positive changes. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the word about the power of mindful technology use. Until next time, keep your mind strong, your spirit bright, and remember, you are in control.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.